Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As a population, our overall trust is decreasing rapidly. Jean M. Twenge, professor of psychology at San Diego State University, chronicles this growth of suspicion.
Do people trust each other more or less than they used to? And how much do they trust corporations, government, and the media? As we found in survey data from more than 100,000 Americans since the 1970s, not much. Our economic and political systems depend on us being able to trust each other. Trust, both in individual people and in institutions, is a key part of what's called social capital. Yet Americans are now less likely to agree that most people can be trusted. They're also less likely to say they have confidence in crucial institutions. Both reached all-time lows in 2012. This is fairly surprising. Trust and confidence are lower now than they were during the Watergate scandal, the Iran hostage crisis, the violent crime of the early 1990s, the Clinton impeachment, and even the recent Great Recession. How is that possible? To find out, we looked at how trust and confidence rose and fell with social indicators. We found that trust was low when income inequality was high. So when the rich were richer and the poor were poorer, people trusted each other less. Confidence in institutions was lowest when the poverty rate was high. In other words, income inequality seems to be a key predictor of social capital, and thus the health of our nation. This study is just the latest on how American culture is different now than in past decades, and thus how today's young generations are different. These studies often find higher individualism today, with more focus on the self and less on others, which is why I call today's young people Generation Me. If these trends continue, trust might dip even lower, or it could revive if income inequality declines. Only time will tell.
That was Jean M. Twenge of San Diego State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.